hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me.
The douche.
And
the
deuce is the number two, the second hour.
Big old douche
of Scuba Radio. Yeah.
As in Greg is a.
One was not enough. We had to abuse you with two.
The deuce.
Right. Okay. Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web. And that includes Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Yes.
And Jared the Diver Guy.
Who's drunk?
Well, maybe you. Are you just insulating your innards with booze to stay warm? What is the temp for you right now, Jerry?
Temperature is a balmy 10 degrees. -3.
Now, more importantly, what is your libation of choice?
I got a Bahamas Mama right now.
A Bahamas Mama's.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all's mamas.
So that's made up of rum and what?
Rum.
And rum.
Rum dark
and
rum. Coconut rum. Orange juice, pineapple juice.
Oh.
Grenadine.
Three different kinds of rum. I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds almost like
all the rums.
Captain Walt's Get Naked rum punch.
Well, Jerry's there by himself, so it's possible.
But Jerry's has pineapple and grenadine, which is, I think,
grenadine. For those of you that need the cheap recipe, dark rum and Hawaiian punch.
Really? That's the poor man's Bahama Mama?
The poor man's Bahama Mama, yes.
Your poor liver.
Oh, yeah!
What do I process first, the alcohol or the sugar?
Well, I mean, I've never thought about that, but Hawaiian Punch, probably is a fast track on your way to a Bahama Mama, isn't it? As nutty as that sounds.
Take you about 30 seconds. Just pour it. And
he might be onto something
imbibe.
There. Oh, Casey the Tobacco Nut knows how to cut corners. And
I poured a few cheap drinks in my day.
Have you? Okay.
Yes.
But Jerry's went old school. And
Jerry's old school. He's going for quality.
Well, Jerry's just old.
Good ingredients.
So, yeah. There's that.
I think he's younger than you, Greg.
No.
I got to stick up for Jerry.
God, no.
Yeah.
I think he's younger than
you
are.
No. Don't start that rumor and innuendo. Huh?
In fact, I know he is younger than you.
I am actually more mature.
And a hell of a lot sexier.
I'm more mature. I mean, this yak hair took years to develop. On my chin.
Man, just a little.
It shouldn't.
Little gorilla glue.
I wouldn't brag about taking years to grow a beard.
No, to fine tune it into the.
I want to check your T levels there, buddy.
What? No, I don't know.
You said it took you years to grow that beard.
No, it took me years to hone the style of a creepy old man. Anyway, looking at other things.
What about creepy old man and your little beard? What?
Yeah, actually, see, Casey has the same kind of look. He's, you know.
I had it before you did.
Oh.
He's just got longer hair than you.
Is that what it is?
Go behind him.
I still have some hair.
I'm more streamlined, as they say.
You're a square.
Okay, whatever. But I want to talk not necessarily about the cold weather. But I do want to talk a little bit more about cold diving.
No, yeah, let's not do that.
Nothing warms us up on a frigid day.
Here's the deal. If we actually take over Greenland.
You mean when?
Well, okay. You know, that's a very popular dive site for diving around and under icebergs. Did you know this?
There better be some awesome stuff to see.
We may have a new...
For me to get under an iceberg, I better be seeing some crazy stuff.
Well, I would imagine
it's the only place you'll see a Greenland shark.
That'd be cool. Is that the Seven Gill?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The Greenland shark and the Seven Gill shark, the same?
And I think orcas like it really cold, right? Don't orcas cruise around up there?
Killer whales?
Killer whale.
Yeah, maybe. They probably do.
The Virgin Connie Swale.
Well, there's, but just think about this. If we happen to take over Greenland, we may be able to go there and do an iceberg dive and not have to worry about the passport thing.
Nice.
I mean, I'm maybe getting ahead of myself. Right. But that might be something I'd consider. Not that the passport thing would keep me from doing it now. What's keeping me from doing it now is the fact that it's icebergs.
And yeah, you have a dry suit, though, don't you? Or that one's not in service anymore.
Well, it's the driest dry suit in the world.
It's never dry rotted.
Yeah.
No, it's just...
you need to get
I went to Iceland, and they had the fjord diving.
Yes, like between the two cracks?
Yeah.
Or the crack between two continents?
Just standing near the water in the freezing cold rain convinced me that I wasn't getting that out water.
You look down and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
He's shrinkage?
He's a Florida boy like us.
Warm water
basically,
wuss.
Everybody that was getting in was looking like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I know. I mean,
their air suits all aired up and they just floated down the fjord.
You know, I almost did that when I went to Iceland last year.
Almost doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Just the thought counts for something.
Did it.
The thought counts. They say that all the time.
Did you have gift your giving.
And I didn't do it because we really didn't have time. And that was the only reason.
Yeah.
If we would have had time, I would have done it.
You're on vacation.
But I'll tell you,
in the world.
But look, this iceberg diving around Greenland has piques my interest because I think
nice
it would be kind of cool, literally, to dive in what I picture as swimming through the Fortress of Solitude for Superman. Well,
look, Greg, I'm diving right now.
Look at him go, Jerry, go.
Watch iceberg. Look. Might collide with your nose.
So, I mean, am I alone here? Would you guys?
You're alone. You're utterly alone.
You wouldn't want to swim around a scenery of like the Fortress of Solitude where just ice, crystals all around?
No, you take a GoPro down there. You film it and I'll watch the footage.
Greg, when I got first into diving, I dove all up California, Oregon, Washington State. I dove all through there.
Yeah, but did you dive the Fortress of Solitude? You ever dive around?
Then I came over to Florida, and when I went back to the West Coast, I stuck my toe in and went, no, I'm not getting in there anymore.
Okay.
Nope, done.
Yeah, I'm with
But did you ever dive around an iceberg, or a glacier?
No.
Oh, Madison Casey.
You have no clue how cold it is. I remember jumping in off the coast of Oregon and not being able to breathe until I could get my breath under control and then go harvest urchins.
Okay, so they were
it was very, very, very cold.
All right.
So an iceberg is going to be even more very, very, very cold.
Well, maybe. What say you?
I'm not doing it.
Jerry the diver guy, what say you?
Well, Greg, I was just going to tell you, if you want to go up there, I'd be more than happy to sell you a new shark skin suit.
I don't understand what that means.
Mountain
what
divers,
I want to look like a shark.
Mountain
Vapid
divers
promotional gimp.
Mountain divers is a proud dealer of
a
shark
diller.
Skin.
Diller?
What's a diller?
A diller
we
is
have a dealership.
That's what they say. What's the dealio?
Shark skin.
Okay. But is it a dry suit? Is that what you're talking about? The shark skin dry suit?
No.
You don't need one.
Suit.
You don't think? No.
It's not going to survive in Iceland. It's not going to get too close to the water.
I'm going to find another diller.
Just buy one and go jump in Iceland or Greenland or wherever and go on.
Die of hypothermia.
That'd be you'd be cryogenically preserved.
They're going to pull out a Gregsicle.
You'd be like one of those Neanderthals. That they pulled out from an iceberg years later, and then reanimated them back to life 300 years into the future.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.